Yesterday, about 30 men and women gathered outside Penn State's Allen Street Gates in State College to show solidarity with Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. WPSU's Addison Godfrey reports.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Kavanaugh has got to go.
Rally participants chanted and took turns brandishing a megaphone to share their own stories. Justine Andronisi, a lawyer who works with victims of sexual assault, spoke about being drugged and raped when she was in college. Like Ford, she chose not to report. She believes Ford's allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
In my opinion, I think the questions that we're asking are all wrong. Not whether or not we're denying this man a seat on the Supreme Court unjustly, but how in God's name did he even get to this level in the process? It's pretty clear to me that they knew stuff like this was out there. And, you know, they chose to push him through anyway because they thought that women in the country would be silent. And I think the time for silence has passed.
Greg Connolly of Lamont walked back and forth in front of the group, holding a sign that read, "If your reflex is to doubt the woman first, you have a moral failing you need to address." He said he was there for everyone, but especially for his late wife.
Because my wife, as a young lady, had been raped twice. So that ruined her life.
A vote on Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court has been postponed until Ford can testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. I'm Addison Godfrey, WPSU.